We have a wonderful Christmas program for all of you today. Let me just read before we sing a Christmas carol together. Let me just read a thought here. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. His life is matchless and his goodness is limitless. His mercy is enough and his grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous, his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He is indestructible, he is indescribable, he is incomprehensible, he is inescapable, he is invincible, he is irresistible, he is irrefutable, and the person we are saying this morning of, it is our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you would know him as your Lord and Savior today. So please stand with me in the room and we will sing a carol of the season, Joy to the World. Why are we singing Joy to the World? Because the Lord himself has come, God in flesh. And we can sing that this morning, 603 in our blue hymnal on the screen behind me. Let's sing it out.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessing flow, for as the curse is bound, for as the curse is bound, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Great singing. Thank you. You may be seated. Just a couple of announcements here. On the 24th, Christmas Eve at 4 p.m., there will be a Christmas dinner at Lounsbury. So if you're interested, you can attend that. There will also be a Christmas Eve service at Kenilworth Gospel Chapel in Kenilworth, New Jersey at 7 p.m., and our brother John Collette will be ministering there as well. And then we're looking, Lord willing, next week to our brother Larry Dixon to be with us, and then on the 31st, New Year's Eve, prayer and pie here at 7:30 p.m. So with that, we'll go to word of prayer, and we'll just open up our time. Our gracious God and our living Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come in and through the person, the complete work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Joy to the world. The Lord Jesus Christ has come. Oh, let us joy in that this day. Let us joy in that for the days ahead. Let us all desire, Lord, to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is the Savior. Will men and women ask him to be their Savior today? Lord, we pray that may be true. We pray your help upon all those that will be ministering today in word and song. We pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, your name and you would be glorified in all things. And all the Lord's people said, amen. Thank you.
I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Numbers 24:17. Therefore, The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7.
So, if you want, you can turn with me in the Pew Bible to page 674. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I rise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land of his, in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely, and this is the name by which he shall be called. The Lord is all righteousness, Jeremiah 23:5-6. And then a couple verses or a couple pages over to page 805. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall be from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old time, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. Micah 5:2-3. And then Malachi 3:1, page 828. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
Thank you. reading from Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found a favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38.
Good morning, everyone. I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. And boy, is there a lot of pressure by the time I get to verse 8, because I don't think anybody's ever shared it better than Linus. Starting with verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which shall come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told to them concerning this child. And all that they had heard, it wondered at all, at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
sins nailed him there, my burdens to bear. He suffered all this for me. That wonderful name.
when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as children. It's Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. It's Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Colossians 1, 15 through 17.
To read a poem by Marv and Marbeth Rosenthal entitled Mary Had the Little Lamb. Mary had the little lamb who lived before his birth, self-existent Son of God. From heaven he came to earth. Mary had the little lamb. See him in yonder stall, virgin-born Son of God, to save man from the fall. Mary had the little lamb, obedient Son of God. Everywhere the Father led, his feet were sure to trod. Mary had the little lamb, crucified on the tree, the rejected Son of God. He died to set men free. Mary had the little lamb. Men placed him in the grave, thinking they were done with him. To death he was no slave. Mary had the little lamb, ascended now is he, all work on earth is ended, our advocate to be. Mary had the little lamb, mystery to behold, from the Lamb of Calvary, a lion will unfold. When the day star comes again, on this be very sure, it won't be the lamb-like silence, but with the lion's roar. May God read that.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt, to reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation. You did not despise the cost, for even in your suffering you saw through the other side, knowing this was a salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. And the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the cursed Church of Christ was born. Then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Praise forever to the King.
Been a beautiful
rehearsal of the scriptures and the thoughts of the Lord in his coming for us, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be reading from Chapel Bible, page 918, Chapel Bible in the pew there. And this is a Gospel of John. Now, John was one of the disciples, one of the 12. He was probably the youngest, and a fisherman. And the Lord changed the heart of that fisherman, and he became a father to the church. Tremendous change. And he writes this to let people know about his master, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 18 of the Gospel of John, chapter 1, page 918. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who's in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." I wonder tonight, if we were to stand before God in heaven, earth was no more, we had died, we'd gone to heaven. I wonder if we were to stand there and he were to ask us, "Why should I permit you to come into my heaven?" On what basis would we decide that we were worthy to come into heaven? Right? Do you believe that God can change your mind about an entire life in a moment of time? We believe that. We believe that hearing the words of the Bible, like you've heard this morning, and I would say, if you haven't gotten this bulletin, if there's any left in the back, you might want to take it and just look at these verses, because that's how God speaks to us, through his word. But if God spoke to you in a moment of time through his word, he says he's the true light that lights every person's mind. He lightens it. He gives light. You know, the light comes on. Sometimes we don't understand a problem, and suddenly the answer comes to us. It's like that. Knowing God, having a relationship with God, is like that. In a moment of time, you can be changed. You are not here this morning by accident. God, by his very definition, knows everything. He's not only present everywhere, he's not only all-powerful, but he knows everything. He knows that you are going to hear these words that have been sung and read to you this morning. He knows that you're going to hear this verse here from John. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He knew you were going to hear that. And he knows that the truth can set you free. In a moment, the light can come on. Who is this Jesus who the Hebrew scriptures talk to us about? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. In Genesis 1:1, when God says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth," that was Jesus. Not the baby born in Bethlehem, but the eternal Word of God, the Son of God. When God said, "Let there be light," that was Jesus. That was the Son of God speaking. Hebrews chapter 1 tells us the worlds were created by him. Right? Here in John chapter 1, John's telling us about his master, and he's saying all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. I was listening to Al Mohler this week. He's the president of Southern Baptist University, and he has a radio broadcast, The Briefing, and he spoke about Christmas, and he said, there's a lot of great verses about Christmas, right? We could look at all the ones we've looked at. But to him, this passage really shocked him the most. This was shocking. You think about the size of the universe. We can't even conceive the size of the universe. You think about mathematics. You think about art. You think about language. Whatever you want to look at, God already knows it. I was listening to a podcast about artificial, not intelligence, artificial super intelligence, right? And the person that was explaining artificial superintelligence was saying that all the things that all the people on the planet can think at one time are processed in a moment of time by artificial superintelligence. I got to tell you something. This guy is going to stand before God one day and give an account for his soul. God's going to say to him, what did you do with Jesus? Did you receive him? He came unto his own, the Jewish people. They didn't receive him. Not the first time. They will. Their day is coming. But they didn't the first time. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. If you come before God and you say to him, why should you let me into your heaven? Because I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's why you sent him, right? Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. God sent him to us. Why did he do that? Why would he ever do that? Because he loves us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to know him. Nobody can know God unless they come through the Son. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father, Jesus, declared God. You want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices. And Jesus said to him, Philip, have I been so long with you and you don't know me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. That's not my word. That's Jesus' word. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If I stand before God after I die, and he says to me, why should I let you into my heaven? The answer is Jesus. That's the reason. He died on the cross for my sin. I believed in him. I've trusted in him. In a moment, it can all change. You can live a lifetime. I've been ministering to a lady week after week after week. This lady is in her 80s. This week she said to me, I feel like I'm just starting my life. She finally is giving in to the Lord Jesus. Tremendous. In a moment of time. And it goes on forever. It's not just temporary life. When we're born as babies, we have puppies. Kids love puppies. They were just born. So all the grandkids are coming over to see the puppies. They have temporary life. When we're born, we have life for, 100 years maybe. And then it's over. But the life that Jesus gives, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't overcome it. Can't overcome it. It's forever. It's eternal life. That moment, you may be an old person, but it's nothing compared to eternity. You have forever to know and love God. You don't live your life in a vacuum. There is an enemy in this world. He is the enemy of God, and he does not want you to hear these words. But God wants you to hear these words. The Spirit of God can bring it home to you. of his fullness we've all received, and grace for grace. God gives you grace to receive the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to close now with a hymn and a prayer. And the hymn is number 627. Maybe we could all stand and sing this beautiful Christmas carol. And I want you to notice the words of this third verse. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Number 627. It's up on the screen.
Oh, come.
Stand before you this morning as those who have been under the sound of the Bible, the truth of God. Lord, the Holy Spirit convicts and convinces us that we need Jesus. Father, no matter what the past has been, we can in a moment receive him and believe in him, and we can believe unto salvation. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. We pray in his precious name. Amen.